Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. That is, if you question authority. Yeah, we all do, don't we? And there's good reason to question authority also. I'm so glad to have you all joining us today. And our guest, because I've got to tell you, we have a phenomenal honor of having a physician, or a PhD, Dr. Bharat Agrawal joining us today from MD Anderson Cancer Center. He is the author of the book Healing Spices, and he has done so much in the study of cancer, so much in the study of healing, basically, with spices, that we are just so thrilled to have him join us today. Thank you so much, Dr. Agrawal, for joining us in the Power Hour.
Hi, Joyce. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed. I am so glad to have you join us today. We look forward to this so very much because of all the people in the world that are knowledgeable about using spices that comes from a traditional medicine background, you know, and for to see what you have done and the studies that you have done regarding curcumin and turmeric and other spices, it is just so inspiring. I've got to ask you, how are your peers receiving all of this, that you have written a book about recipes or eating the food, the correct foods and spices? Do they understand how important it is?
Well, it depends who you talk to. If you talk to medical doctors who believe anything that comes from pharmaceutical companies, obviously they don't. But on the other hand, if you talk to people who are holistic, they believe in the lifestyle, they believe you are what you eat, they believe in Hippocrates, you know, who was the one who said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food, then you have a different story altogether.
Mm-hmm. Well,
depends.
I want people to know that you have a doctorate in biochemistry from the University of California. You did a postdoctoral fellowship in endocrinology from the University of California. You have been with the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. You're currently professor of cancer research, biochemistry, immunology, and experimental therapeutics, and director of the Cytokine Research Laboratory. I mean, you've got such an impressive bio, and yet you are focusing on spices as opposed to drugs? Or do you find that it is compatible and there are reasons to use, perhaps in cancer treatment, to use traditional medicine plus the healing spices?
Yeah. See, this is a very, very important thing that you're asking. And regarding my background, I think one thing you missed a little bit, and that is that I also worked for about 10 years with a company called Genentech. Genentech was the first biotechnology company in the world, and that is in San Francisco, and it got bought out by Hoffman La Roche. And so after I finished my postdoc in endocrinology from UCSF, I spent there almost 10 years discovering a molecule that I thought was going to cure cancer, and that's what brought me to MD Anderson. But it turned out to be a primary mediator of inflammation, and that's what got me into inflammation, and that's what got me into all the lifestyle factors, such as spices, to see how to control inflammation. So as of today, virtually, you know, most chronic diseases, it turned out to be, is inflammation is playing a very important role.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned.
That's what got me into it. Yeah, sorry.
I see. Right. I'm glad you mentioned inflammation, because inflammation is involved in just about every disease process,
exactly.
It seems.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about that. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. The book is Healing Spices at the Power Mall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking to an incredible man who has an incredible CV. His curriculum vitae is just so impressive. And he is at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal has written a book called Healing Spices, How to Use 50 Everyday and Exotic Spices to Boost Health and Beat Disease. We're going to talk about more about the book, but during the break, I was telling him that I came down with this bad case of cancer since I talked to him last, and he said there is a new documentary out. Why don't you tell them, Dr. Agarwal, about this documentary, because you are interviewed in it, and I am so excited about seeing this. I have not heard about it.
Yeah. So apparently this is a documentary about surviving terminal cancer. And .com, that's the name of the website that anybody can go and check it out. And it is all about the people who had a brain tumor. And they were told by their doctors that there's nothing more left to be done, and they're going to die. And those are the people who are still alive and doing very well. Question is, what did they do to survive? And that's what the movie is all about. So they are talking all about different kind of things that people do, and various alternate therapies, and doing very well. And that's where they interviewed us on curcumin as well. And so I highly recommend people to go check it out.
Please do, yes. SurvivingTerminalCancer.com is the website, listeners. And the BBC went down to MD Anderson and interviewed our guest today. What, if you don't mind giving us a little bit of a hint of what you talked to them about, was it about curcumin, using curcumin?
Yeah, it was about curcumin, about various spices, about anti-inflammatory lifestyle, and how inflammation causes various types of cancers, and how some of the spices, especially curcumin, can down-modulate those inflammatory pathways and therefore has a potential against various cancers. And but it is not pursued as actively as it should be.
So if a person was wanting to look into using curcumin and never had used it before, for a prophylactic purpose or preventative reasons, or for someone who has an inflammatory disease like arthritis or cancer, how would they begin using it? And what is important to know about using curcumin? Because I'm sure that there's lots of different types of curcumin out there.
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you this. If you were to look at New York Times, a March 19th article in New York Times, there is a restaurant opened up in New York, in Manhattan area, called Curry Hill, a new kid on the block. And the name of the restaurant is Haldi, which means turmeric.
Hmm.
And the whole restaurant inside is yellow.
Okay.
It is curcumin color.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow.
And so it tells you all the different kind of foods, you know, dishes that have curcumin in it. So if somebody wants some easy way to have curcumin, this is a one way to do that. And you have to, and apparently, I just so happened that I was invited in Palo Alto, California, to give a talk on curcumin where they wanted to make stents for the heart. And there they took me to a restaurant also in Palo Alto and in Sunnyvale. Again, the name is Turmeric Restaurant. That's the name of it. So if anybody, and again, it is all yellow inside, and virtually every dish has curcumin in it. So I think that gradually people are realizing that this is very, very important, and how to make different kind of dishes with it. And so I think that there are so many ways of taking it. You know, I think the best way to take curcumin is as a part of everyday diet. You know, I think that's where I really believe that what Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. So that is number one. And if somebody has a problem that they cannot take it that way, then of course one can always go via capsules route. And there are a lot of companies out there who are selling curcumin capsules. And each capsule is normally around 500 milligrams. And that's more than enough. You know, one capsule a day keeps the doctor away.
I keep a, every morning I have a cup of herbal tea now. I used to have coffee, but I don't any longer now that I went to that retreat. But I have a cup of tea, and I have a shaker of turmeric and a shaker of cayenne pepper. And I put a couple of shakes in my tea of each one of those and really enjoy it. And it you don't notice any noxious flavor at all. It really tastes good, and it certainly both of those items help you. But, I mean, that's just one way. Keep a shaker by the stove.
That's very, very interesting, Joyce. You mentioned that because I just came back from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Oh. Hmm.
And so my local host, who is a very strong believer of curcumin, and he gives to all his patients and whatnot, and he took me for sightseeing. And he said, would you like a tea? I said, yeah, sure. What tea do I get? Curcumin tea. That's very, very common.
Huh.
And so what they do, they take actually the fresh, you know, rhizome of turmeric and grind it up, make a powder, and mix it up with a little bit of honey and make a tea out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
yeah.
It was amazing. It was very, very good, you know. And
great.
I was amazed, you know. So, you know, there's all kind of things out there, and people have to explore.
That's right, and you can just shake it on your food. But when we're talking
about
curcumin versus turmeric, why don't you make the discussion between the two, if you would, please?
Yeah. So, you know, it was almost more than 100 years ago that a compound was identified from turmeric, which gives it a yellow color. And that compound was named as curcumin. And some people call it cure cumin. And this is what gives the yellow color to turmeric. However, there are over 100 other bioactives that are present in turmeric besides curcumin. But curcumin is one compound that when I begin to work on it, there were less than 20 papers. As of today, there are 8,000 publications.
Whoa.
On curcumin. 8,000. Indicating how it works for all kind of chronic disease. You name it.
Hmm.
So much so, I had a guy visiting this week from NCI, National Cancer Institute, and he was looking at curcumin with respect to aging. He was very much interested how we get old, you know, and how curcumin can slow down the aging process. And there is a guy from Harvard apparently just published where he showed that within 2 minutes after you take curcumin, it is already sitting in the brain. And in the brain, it binds to amyloid proteins, which causes Alzheimer's. And it prevents the aggregation of those proteins. So therefore, it prevents Alzheimer's. I mean, this is, they could view, apparently turn out curcumin is fluorescent. It glows in the nighttime.
Hmm.
And therefore, it is very easy to do the PET scan. You don't even have to label. You don't have to do anything. And so you can localize curcumin. No problem.
That's amazing. That
and
is
in the
amazing.
Olden days, it used to use as a pH indicator to tell whether the pH is acidic or alkaline, that you put some turmeric in there or curcumin in there, and immediately it will turn into red in color if it is alkaline.
Hmm.
So before any pH meter or anything came along, you know, they were using this particular spice to look at what the, and that's what Indian women wear, the red mark on their forehead is nothing but turmeric under alkaline condition.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
You know, so you can very well imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, when we go back and talk about the inflammatory diseases, and you just mentioned Alzheimer's as being one of the inflammatory diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's, what else? What other neurological diseases?
There are over 200 different pro-inflammatory diseases that have been identified, 200. Say somebody says, you know, you already mentioned arthritis, right? Somebody say you have a dermatitis. Derma means skin, and itis means inflammation. So wherever the word itis appears, it means inflammation. Dermatitis, bronchitis, arthritis, myocarditis, pancreatitis, you know, colitis.
Wow.
You know, wherever the word itis.
T-I-S.
You know,
okay.
U-I-T-I-S,
all right, we got a,
you know.
We got a 4-minute break. We'll be right back with Dr. Agarwal, Healing Spices. Get it at the Power Mall. It's one of the best books you'll ever read. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from living streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen, 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting. The book Healing Spices has been a bestseller at the Power Mall, and I want you to know that he talks about 50 spices, not just the turmeric or curcumin. It's about 50 different spices with a chapter on each one, so please take advantage of getting this book. We're kind of focusing on the curcumin because we have the world's leading expert on curcumin joining us today. And Dr. Agarwal, you know, I'm big into alternative medicine, of course, even though I am an RN, and I worked right next door to you there at St. Luke's Hospital for many, many years. I believe in natural medicine now, and I went to my vet with my dog, who had a foot that was really messed up and couldn't put it on the ground, and he said, it's such a bad break in it, he'll never be able to walk again. So they took him to the University of Missouri, and the vets there checked him out and said, it's too risky to do surgery, it wouldn't work, and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, let me try something. I'm going to try curcumin. And the vet said, what in the world is that? And I did. I gave it to him for a couple of weeks, and he was perfect again. He was perfect. The inflammation went down. Now, the vet thinks I'm lying to him, but he knows how bad the foot was before, and I gave him a bottle of curcumin. How do you explain that happening?
Yeah. See, again, this is very, very interesting. Because I have a guy here who actually ended up forming a company. He's in North Carolina, and he uses curcumin for his horses. And all the injuries by all kind of sports with the horses, he treats them with curcumin, and he's been doing that for the last several years. Okay, and again. Whatever applies to us applies to the horses or dogs or any other animal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just happened to be this week, I went to my kitchen and I saw, a lot of ants, together and having a little party. and I put a little bit of curcumin within a matter of less than a minute, not a single ant left.
Wow.
Gone. Disappeared. So it is used as anti-ant, anti-termite, everywhere in different parts of India, that if you have any problem with any of those insects, they don't like curcumin. They will disappear. So you can just imagine anti-termite, anti-fungal, antiviral, antibacterial, and even anti-HIV, Harvard group showed it is anti-HIV. It would completely block the replication of the virus.
Amazing. We carry the one-pound bags of organic turmeric at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen, and we carry the curcumin in capsules, too. So if you want to try it, if you've never tried it, if you've tried it, you're sold on it, I'm sure. But if you've never tried it, give us a call at 877-817-9829 and order your curcumin and your 1 pound of turmeric. And keep it on the counter. Keep it in a shaker bottle. We also have the shaker bottle where you can get, 1, 2, or 3 ounces. I don't know how much it is, but then you just shake it on your food. I don't care if it's spaghetti or if you have hamburgers or whatever. Just shake it on it.
Put it in your smoothies. I mean, you're not going to taste it.
That's right.
Might as well just put it in there.
Yeah, you put it in your smoothie, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so, excellent. You can use it any way, but the thing is, it is so powerful and so strong as an anti-inflammatory. It's going to help something in your body, I'm sure. It's going to help something because there's so many processes in our body. And like you were saying, the diseases that respond to it, all of the ones that end in TIS, that's amazing. All of those are inflammatory issues, ladies and gentlemen, and it could help anybody and everybody. What about with children? Do you see it used on children?
Yeah, I was invited for a talk in Mexico. And apparently they had a whole pediatric ward, and they were treating childhood leukemias just by curcumin. And I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely amazed, And so the answer is yes, you can use it even with children. And talking about that, Whole Food Store, they have a drink, curcumin-based drink. I don't know whether you have seen that or not. you know, if you go to your nearby, you know, Whole Foods store, you will see that drink, you know, that they are already selling. So the answer is yes, because, see, the, you know, as you know, when it comes to any kind of drug, there are only two rules of the game. There's no third that I know. And those first rule is safety. Safety is absolutely number one. And then second is the efficacy. And here, safety is not an issue. People have been taking for thousands of years.
That's right. That's right. Okay, we got a three-minute break. We'll be back, then we'll have a long segment with Dr. Agarwal, and we'll get into some other spices, the importance of other spices. Stay tuned. We'll be right back and get your curcumin and the book, Healing Spices, at the Power Mall. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Come on! Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrate good times. We're celebrating having Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal on the program today. What an incredible man. The book, Healing Spices, has so many good recipes in it. You're going to want to get this book, believe me. Plus, you're going to want to know how to use all of these spices, and he tells you in the book. Let me go back to just the issue of cancer and turmeric, because he talks about what he calls turmeric the anti-cancer spice. Listen to this. It inhibits the activation of genes that trigger cancer. It inhibits the spread or the proliferation of tumor cells, inhibits the transformation of a normal cell into a cancer cell, and it kills cells that mutate into cancer. It shrinks tumor cells, prevents tumors from spreading to other organs. On and on. The information in here is so impressive, but just not just for cancer, but so many other things. Let me move now. I want to move to turmeric. Because you taught me something that was just absolutely fascinating on the issue of Thymol. I was amazed to learn that there is a mouthwash, Listerine, that says that it kills 99% of the germs. And then you have in your book why and what they use in Listerine. Would you explain that, Dr. Agarwal?
So apparently, you know, again, it comes back to the spice, and that is a thyme, and this is a compound from thyme, and that has an antibacterial effect, and that is what is playing a role there.
And that's why they're able to get away with saying that it kills 99% of the germs, because it contains thyme in Listerine. I find that absolutely fascinating. Second to curcumin or turmeric, second to that, what would you think is the most important spice for us to put in our food?
I think it has to be black pepper. You know,
really?
Piperine, you know. And piperine is very, 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 very important. And it works alone, and then it works in synergy with the turmeric. And that's the beauty of it.
Wow. You know?
And so one should seriously consider. And again, it is anti-inflammatory. It can be even people with stomach upset, constipations, or for depression, or for high blood pressure, or for memory loss. You know, it could help, you know.
Okay, so black pepper, second to turmeric. Oh, and also Josh gave me a recipe here for golden milk in which you add turmeric, only an eighth teaspoon of it, and that's a real small amount.
But
you add a half cup of water, 8 ounces of milk, 2 tablespoons of raw almond oil and honey to taste, and a cardamom pod.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah. And apparently, traditionally speaking, you know, that curcumin physically binds to milk protein called casein. So there is two proteins in milk, lactoferrin and casein. And curcumin physically binds and forms nanoparticles and forms liposomes and act as a part of the delivery system. And people have been taking that for thousands of years, and especially just before going to bed, you know, you mix it up with a little bit of milk and just drink it, and it goes a long way.
Interesting. All right. I think we have a caller here. I'm going to open up the phone lines officially now. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Agarwal. And Scott, who is our first caller, if you don't mind? Houston from Texas. Okay, that's what I thought. Kirsten or Houston from Texas. Anyway, go ahead, caller. Welcome to the Power Hour today. You're on with Dr. Agarwal.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Kirsten, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I just have a really brief question. My 15-year-old son will go through major thoracic surgery in 4 weeks from now, and I'm a little bit concerned about all the antibiotics and the painkillers he will get, and wanted to ask the doctor if he thinks that turmeric will offset the side effects of these medications, and if yes, how much the doses should be if I buy them in capsules.
Okay. Dr. Agarwal, your response?
Yeah. So I really think that it should help in a great deal. But I cannot answer you how much, because that's what, you know, Obama calls it a precision medicine. And we call here personalized medicine. What does that mean? The dose for you is different, dose for me is different, dose for him is different. So you have to experiment with different doses to see what is the right dose. But if you were to start out with a dose of 500 milligram, you cannot go wrong. So I think that is a recommendation.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Same. We wish him the best, Kristen. Thank you very much, Kirsten. Let's go to Bob in Missouri. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air with Dr. Agarwal. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, doctor, I was wondering what you do for a young girl, like 13, who's got Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease, that's interesting you ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because Crohn's disease, as you know, is an inflammatory bowel disease.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the drugs that is approved for Crohn's disease is a TNF blocker. TNF is a molecule that causes inflammation, and I'm the one happened to discover it.
Mm-hmm.
And TNF blockers have been approved by the FDA for Crohn's disease. And we showed curcumin can do exactly that.
Right.
So apparently, you know, there is three different TNF blocker that is approved by the FDA, made by Abbott,
mm-hmm.
made by Johnson & Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and made by Amgen.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all have to be injected. And number two, they all have a black label warning by the FDA.
Oh.
And they cost $15,000 to $20,000 for the rest of your life.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
And the only thing they do, they are antibody against TNF. And we have shown, and others have shown, that curcumin and various spices, they are blockers of TNF. And they are orally bioavailable. And there have been human clinical trials to show that they will downmodulate TNF, if that is what is really involved in Crohn's disease, which is what everybody believes in. So
right.
Point of the matter is that I know even some doctors who themselves have a Crohn's disease, and they are managing it with curcumin.
Wow.
And I know their children have a Crohn's disease, and they are again managing it with curcumin.
Oh, that is incredible.
So, therefore, I don't think you can go wrong.
Do you have a phone number that's...
Simply, as I said, everybody asked me the dose, and I cannot say the dose. Why? Because you have to go a little up and down to find the right dose.
And remember, we give no medical advice on this program. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. Go ahead, please, Bob.
Doctor, two things. Do you have a phone number that someone call yet? And what do you know about curcumin and Parkinson's?
Okay, let me just say that he is not in practice. He does not have a practice, so that would not be realistic.
Okay, gotcha.
And then Parkinson's disease. Anything with curcumin on that?
There are over 100 publications on curcumin and Parkinson's disease. And all I can tell you that some of the clinical trials that people did with the curcumin for cancer, and their Parkinson's disappeared.
Wow.
Okay. My goodness.
So all what I'm trying to tell you, that there is a lot of science behind that,
mm-hmm.
and there is even some clinical experience. It's just a matter of trial. And no drug that I know works for everybody, but
mm-hmm.
I think that if it worked, you know, you're ahead of the game.
You certainly are. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you.
Missouri, appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to the third most important spice. So if number one you think is curcumin or turmeric, number two is going to be black pepper or pepperine, number three, what would that be in your estimation, sir?
I think I have to say cinnamon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That one should seriously consider cinnamon.
Okay.
And it is used again in quite extensively, you know, in even in America and various other countries. And if you look at even the active compound from cinnamon, is a very similar to looks like curcumin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So I think that one should consider that.
That is an excellent one. I know that in the Gary Null retreat, we would put the turmeric, curcumin, and cinnamon in our tea in the morning, and honey also. So widely accepted and known, but not among a lot of the people that don't get this kind of information from someone like the expert on it, Dr. Agarwal. Let me go to Hanny in Korea. Hanny in South Korea. Hanny, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. If you have a question. Yep.
I had a comment real quick. I got inspired when he talked about the tea. Oh, I have the book, by the way. Anyway, so I just made a tea with turmeric, cacao powder. I put in some ghee, some honey, and some chocolate flavored stevia.
Yeah,
and it was delicious.
Wow!
Fantastic! I'm glad to hear that.
Excellent, excellent, Hanny. How are things in South Korea? Are we really facing an issue with North Korea now or not?
To me, it's just the same old thing, you know.
Really?
Saber rattling and everything. How are things in Texas?
Well, getting ready for Jade Helm. That's the bad thing. Anyway, well, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm glad you called in from South Korea today. Thank you very much. He's got the book, ladies and gentlemen. Get the book, Healing Spices, from the Power Mall. It is really one of our best. It's a hardback book, and it's made by the written by the expert on curcumin and turmeric. And there is a whole section on cinnamon also. And he talks about controlling polycystic ovary syndrome, which is a really difficult problem for a lot of women, with cinnamon. So, I mean, this work here from a gentleman who has the credentials, you know, of having a PhD in biochemistry, postdoctoral fellowship in endocrinology. I mean, his credentials are impeccable. And I just encourage you to take advantage of getting a book written by such an expert on this subject, because we're all faced with getting cancer someday. Do you believe that or not, Dr. Agarwal?
You know, that's very interesting you said that. Because there is a guy, his name is Bob Weinberg. He is a professor at MIT. And he wrote an article recently. And what the article is all about, every human being has a cancer. Nobody is cancer-free. But fortunately, less than 1% of the people, they have symptoms of the cancer. Rest 99%, the cancer is totally indolent, where you don't bother me, I don't bother you kind of situation. That where they even done some autopsies on people, on men, and they found that most of the American men, they had a prostate cancer, but they did not die of prostate cancer. So which means it did not do any harm to them, but they did have what is called prostate cancer. So it is the same normal guy, you know, who apparently undergoes some kind of mutations and starts growing randomly. So that's what cancer is about, abnormal growth.
So if what you say is true, and we believe that, and you've done thousands of studies on this, but if that is true, then from what it says and the way that curcumin or turmeric mitigates the growth of the cancer cell or the transformation of a cell into cancer, then if a person prophylactically uses it, it should do some good in helping to prevent cancer.
Absolutely. So apparently, you know, it makes the disease indolent. The word in medicine is called indolent, where you don't bother me, I don't bother you. And so even if there is a little growth, as long as it does not get out of hand, it is perfectly fine. So apparently, a lot of this anti-inflammatory lifestyle, it is very, very preventive. And it works. Again, the prevention is, you know, there's a primary prevention, there's a secondary prevention, there's a tertiary prevention. And tertiary prevention is where people had a cancer, they got treated. And now, you know, the cancer will come back. In 20% of the people who had a cancer at one time, the cancer will come back. You know, so they are very desperately looking for something to do to prevent that cancer. And there are 20 million people in America who have that, who are in that kind of situation, what they call cancer survivors. And so point of the matter is that spices should help, you know, people from all those various categories.
Very good. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we have Henry in Virginia. Henry, you're on the air with Dr. Agarwal. Go ahead, please.
All right, thanks. I have a friend that has blood cancer, and you know, has the red blood cells, and he was afraid of getting the flu or something, so he started taking curcumin, and he doesn't take but about one or two capsules a day, and he's been having a lot of transfusions, and he hasn't had but one in like 6 months now. And so evidently it really works.
Fantastic. I'm very happy to hear that. What kind of blood cancer was it? Do you know?
It's blood cancer, the red blood cells. It's such a long name, I can't remember it.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So I'm very, very happy to hear that. And I know some other people who told me the same thing. And so you can very well imagine. I mean, there's so many people who have a leukemia, and you know, and I think everybody need to know that.
Well, this worked for. I have a friend that started out and with the Gulf War thing, and had ovarian cancer, and she's had cancer almost everywhere in her body, and still fighting it. Would curcumin be a good thing for her to try?
Oh,
yeah.
I hope you listen to the program. Absolutely. Have her listen to this. Get the email blast. All right, we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with our guest, Dr. Agarwal. Only got a couple more minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Caring about your world and treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. I just appreciate so much Dr. Agarwal joining us today. I just want to tell you, in his book, in the section on cinnamon, he talks about the use of cinnamon with brain injury from liver failure. You know, a lot of times they get an encephalopathy or a swelling of the brain. That curcumin is effective in the damage caused by advanced liver disease. I find this is just amazing. And if you would like a copy of the Quarterly Review of Biology, where it lists about 20 different spices as to the bacteria that it will kill, you can get that from the Power Mall also. Just ask for it. You have to purchase, though, and it's free if you purchase something, so we don't have to mail it, because it's about 15 pages. But, for instance, on cinnamon, it gives Aerobacter aerogenes as something that it will kill, anthraces, Bacillus anthraces, of course, anthrax, Bacillus cereus, and gives all of the bacteria that are killed by the spices, and it's pretty impressive, as is Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal, who's joined us today from the MD Anderson Cancer Center. In closing, sir, what would you tell people that want to be healthy or want to do the right thing with respect to their diet? What has probably helped your diet more than anything else in your family that you could share with us?
Well, I think that my bottom line to everybody out there is add spice to your life. And that has, I know, a double meaning, but I think that both the meanings are meant to help the people. And I think that all the spices, that more I learn about them, more fascinated I get. And variety is the name of the game. You know, there are 50 different spices, and I think that can help a lot of people out there. And that's right. So that's my bottom line.
I appreciate that very much. And we have the one-pound bag of spices. We have about 60-some combination with sprouts at the Power Mall that you can get in the one-pound bags. And they're so much cheaper to purchase the organic spices than buying the little tiny bottles, I'll tell you that. But we do have the bottle of turmeric you can get, because it is such a handy way to shake it onto your food. Dr. Agarwal, we thank you so much for joining us and all the work you have done on curcumin for all of us. We just salute you and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. You have a blessed weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, what a hero. I mean, seriously, he has attacked a subject of healing spices. Think about this. He's in a traditional cancer setting,
right,
and he talks about healing spices. I just admire that more than you know.
Wow. What if he gets funny looks when he's walking down the hall?
I wonder, yeah. But I want you all to please order Healing Spices from the Power Mall. It's a hardback book. You will never, ever want to give it up, I guarantee you. And then also, get your spices from the Power Mall, curcumin from the Power Mall, your red stuff, green stuff for Gary Null, and give us a call if you want to be considered for the retreat in Texas. Give us a call, 573-378-6049. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. We got a real full schedule for next week also. We'll be giving some updates on things, and just thank you for joining us and supporting us and donating to the Power Mall.
We'll see you guys. Have a good week.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you,
Josh. Awesome, as usual.